Hi, everybody. This is Von Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have our wonderful healing hour. We're going to the Lightship in about 5 minutes here. So remember, this is the energy that created you. Nothing to do with aliens or UFOs or anything. This is source energy, what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. So it's very simple. You just got to stay heart-centered, and you're going to be taken up out of time. You're still going to be here physically. And the light beings will do healing work with you according to your request. And just request one particular healing that you'd like to have done. If you're a seer, you'll probably be able to see the light beings. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards that you can do yourself daily. And you should be doing it daily, in fact, so that you're in your heart center, which means that you're going to be out of time in the time-based reality. You're still not in source energy, but you're going to be out of time in this alien reality of mind control and timelines. This is how you have peace in your life, to get into that particular location. When you're on the light ship, you're completely out of time because they never created time, never created darkness. And you're going to feel completely different. And things around you will feel like they're not even attached to your body, and you're going to be very peaceful. So this will only work on people listening live to the program tonight. And if you are listening to an archive, then no problem. You're going to feel the peace energy coming in. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop, and here we go. Think of an elevator dropping down, 10th floor down to the first. So I'll count backwards 4 times, and that should put you into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Remember, we're commanding our spirit to do this for us. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I'll do it one more time for some people that are almost there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So again, feel that wonderful peace energy. When you're in your heart, you cannot have a negative or a positive thought. This is source energy that your spirit has. And remember, source energy never judges itself. So everybody, bring up the light being on the monitor screen in front of you. And we're going to bring in some peace energy. I'll use the word stronger to do that. Then we'll go to the light ship in about 1 minute here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So if you want to input on the fast chat a room, we normally go in about typically around 10 rooms each night. So input there if you'd like a room, and we'll see if we can oblige you with that. So we're going up now. Our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, maybe bushes, anything that you like that coming up. We'll take it with you. Just think of it right now, and it'll connect to you energetically. You're going up. I'll count to 5. Feel the energy around you change. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you're a woman, you're probably going to feel it instantly. For some men, they may not sense it, but as they do this more often, you probably will. So here we go. First room we're going into is the room that deals with people who may have maybe a head problem. We'll go into the centrifuge room. This is used to get rid of sometimes headaches, backaches, also addictions, and different mindsets that you may have. So again, think of one thing that you'd like to have released from you. And the room will spin, and you might actually see around you physically these little clouds of energy that's attached to you and your DNA getting released. So here we go. The room is spinning now. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Remember, request one thing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, man, I want to see the deer, so we'll go into the deer room. And there's a lot of fawns there, so you can have some healing. Remember, the light beings need to take a form, so they'll take the forms that we're used to on this planet. So here comes the deer energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And if you happen to have an animal or pet that may have some concerns, definitely request that for the animal or pet also. Plus, they're also telepathic up there, so the light beings will know what to do. But you could also give your input there. Let's go into another room, and we'll go into the room that has the elephants. So again, sit back and relax, and you may even be able to see them. We'll bring them in at a much higher level now than normal. So we'll go to number 20, like we have on our healings on the website for different healing intensities, so you can actually feel it more. Most of the time, I bring these energies in at about maybe a 3 to a 5. So I'm going to do 20 with the elephant energies. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's a 3 level. Now we're going to increase it up so you can feel it more. It's not going to give you any more healing. It just makes you a little more sensitive toward the energy. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we're at a 10. Here we go. Go up to 15 now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger, that's 15. And go to 20. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There we go. I can't do anything for your third eye, Sharon, I'm sorry. It's up to probably your spirit to do that for you. So here we go. The elephants are with us here. And let's go into a room that has the lions. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There. That's the lion energy. And we'll go into the room that has the wonderful fern energy, like a rainforest. And these are the ferns going to do some healing work on you, so you might feel moisture around you. Stronger, stronger. Remember, request one healing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we haven't been in the room that Jesus resides in. This is the real Jesus, not the light of the darkness Jesus that the churches have here. So we're going to go into his room and request healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I'm going to bring that in much stronger too. That's the number 3 level. So here's the energy of Jesus coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the 10 level. Now we'll go to 15. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's 15. And go to 20. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So So that is peace energy. So you should be feeling a lot of peace. You can also request healings. And we're going to go into the room where Mother Mary resides. Be a little different energy here for you. Remember, they take on some of the energies that we have down here, so we can kind of recognize them a little more fully, okay? So here we go. Energy of Mother Mary in her room, stronger, 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 stronger. That's the number five. Stronger, 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 stronger. 10. Stronger, 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 stronger. 15. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what I'll do is I'll bring you into my room on the light ship that I work out of. This room is, in a sense, where we do training for the light beam doctors and also emergency type of care. Here we go. Go into the room that I work in. You might even see me there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you can experience that. I'm used to it all the time since I basically live two lives, one here and one there. Maybe even another one someplace, but these are the two that I recognize. And let's go into another location. And let's go into the room that has the rainbow waterfall. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's see. Let's go into one of the water rooms. And we'll go into the room that has, let's see, the swans. I like the swan energy. Here they come. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very, very nice. And we'll go into one more room before we come back. Let's see if we get something on the fast chat here. And we'll go into the room that has the white light energy. This is the real white light. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we're going to go into the room that can help you out with maybe bites and stings. This we have on the website also for a clearing. Here we go. So one, request your healing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I see Randy wants kidney function improved, so we'll do that one here. Here we go. So one, two, three. This is a detox also happening. We're in the hot tub room. Four, and pink energy is there. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So we're giving thanks to the Light Being Doctors for working with us this evening. And the healings are between you and them. We'll be coming back down. So our animals and pets, whatever we brought up, is going to be joining us right now. And you're going to probably feel much heavier as you enter your body and the energy from the light ship is taken away from you because you're in source energy right now and you're completely out of time. Time does not exist here. We're the space that you're in right now. So coming back down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. We'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there somewhere?
I am out here, Ron. Thank you for being on this Saturday night. And I wanted to quote, I saw a good comment here from Andrew saying, peaceful greetings, fellow followers of your spirit within. And that's exactly what we're doing here with Ron and the Creation Lightship. So welcome, everyone. I see a lot of comments on the fast chat, so just wanted to say hello to all of you instead of mentioning a lot of names, but thank you for all those great comments about having so much light and feeling those rooms and everything that we get to experience. So if you're new to Creation Lightship and you have not experienced this before, there's plenty of ways that you can join to actually go back up on the Lightship, not just on BBS on Saturdays. There are conference calls during the week. Ron had a conference call today, which is an ascension preparation call, which happens once a month, and also eight-hour calls on Sundays, and those are starting tomorrow, and they're for three Sundays. So they're on for June 12th, 19th, and 26th. And those calls are 8 hours, but you actually don't have to be listening for 8 hours. If you have something else that you're going to do and you're working or something, that's no problem. But let's say somebody now, Ron, wants to just perhaps go to the Lightship on their own and they don't really want to bother with a call with you, but just go there on their own. What would you like to tell them?
Well, it is impossible to do. Because the light would see you as complete darkness and it would zap you because they don't allow darkness on the Lightship. You can never return back to source energy. Only during the time that in our own reality here, we know about Jesus and taking people to what he called the Father. So that was the Lightship. And in this lifetime here, where I take people up to the Lightship for the same process. Once ascension time occurs, then there will be no more energy. So let's just say that we went through an ascension already here, and the Lightship would not be available whatsoever because it's only here for a short amount of time to to collect the spirits, if you want to use souls, to change their energy so that the whole universe of light is turned off. And when they do that, then you're able to leave and get rid of the darkness. Normally, when you're not on a dark side planet, you do that anyway. There's no ascension that you're going to be waiting for. It just happens, so you don't need it. Where here we need the ascension process in order to get rid of the darkness. So remember, the darkness is the thoughts of your ancestors, your DNA stored inside of your body. And so actually, if you kind of look at it, since our body is created from DNA, our body was made of light initially, but it's taken over by the darkness energies with imprints and everything else, implants, I mean, in us, robotic programs, mind control from the aliens, the ship clouds up there just up in the sky connecting to us. So there's so much that happens to us, unfortunately. But the light ship comes once every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness out of the territory of light. And at that time, you can go to the light ship if someone is here to facilitate that. Otherwise, you cannot. Right now, we have our special program on, which is for the 28 hours of healing. Starting tomorrow, then it'd be 24. And you're on the light ship, and you're in quarantine. So they're looking for the parts and pieces of you that the darkness has stolen and taken away the alien critters, the energies that are inside of you that are causing you harm. So if you wish to have a sample of that type of clearing, you can go on to the drop-down box on the website, creationlightship.com. There's two BBS programs there quite a while ago. It may have been 08, I'm not sure. I think it was maybe 10/30/08, I believe, was one of them. And that's when we're taking out some critters, but they're listed there. And you can see what it's like to be freed of the aliens that live inside of you. So that's the problem that we have here, is that we don't have the standard free choice, free will that you would have on a planet of light. This was a planet of light till it was taken over by the aliens, and that's the problem. And that's why you have mind control, why you forget things, why things get lost in your life, because you're being abducted continuously. So that's the good and bad news. The website has solutions to your problems, though, so that's why I talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, that you do have hope, and you just need to have some clearings done to give yourself some peace. Once you find out what you've been going through your whole life, and you finally start connecting the dots to why your life is the way it is, and it's not because you caused it, somebody else is doing it to you, then you can, or some other being, then you can have a clearing on there to help yourself out. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so for those who don't know, up top it's on the creationlightship.com website, and you'll see it under audio samples. There's a lot of them there, and those two that Ron was talking about is called Alien Energy Removal Show 1 and Alien Energy Removal Show 2. So since you were talking about the ascension, maybe we can briefly say, is that the 2012?
No, that's the dark side ascension. It is an ascension, yes. That's when they're going to abduct people off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that prophecy, it was created by the Mayans who like killing people for worshiping them on the pyramids. So you may just wind up there on a pyramid, walking up there, having your heart taken out of your body and your head chopped off and your blood drained by all the people there. So they're setting everybody up to have that experience. That is their spiritual practice. That's what they did here. So why would it be any different, after that? So this is what you have to look forward to if you want to believe in the 2012 ascension.
Mm-hmm.
They've already have you hooked. If they do, then if you have any interest in that or you feel like you're going that way, then by all means do the 2012 Dark Side Ascension clearing on my website so that the light will find you on that particular day and time, so you will not be abducted. Back to you,
mm-hmm.
Annika.
Okay, so again, that is the 2012 Ascension barcode removal. If you go to the website, you'll scroll down and you'll see it on the left-hand side. There's a few of them called Alien Barcode Removals, and Ascension 2012 comes up. They're very important for us to know about. Thank you. So Dan has a question where he kind of says why, but I'm not sure if it is why, but it might just be something that this is what they do. But why does the light of darkness pretend to save its own darkness creation? Is it only to dilute our spirits more?
Yeah, I would guess so. I need a little more clarity on that. But yeah, remember, everything that you hear about, read about, which would be the light of the darkness in the spiritual teachings here, deals with how you need to be saved. And the darkness is always attempting to get rid of more darkness through the processes. It's like going to church. You know, you have the God energy and the devil, will say. A lot of people believe in that, and the beliefs are valid. Remember, people do fear God, and of course I would fear God too. All those aliens are very bad. It's not the same creation energy that the light ship has. So you need to understand that the darkness energy is going to abduct everybody, and that's why our life is so bad here, because your ancestors did not drop into their heart to talk to their spirit. They stayed in mind energy, and this is why you are probably having troubles yourself attempting to understand about light, or more so about your own spirit, because it was basically diluted and taken away from you. Remember, you're living the belief system of your ancestors, so this is the hardest thing to come across on this program, to tell people the basic truth of spirit does not judge anything. This is why when you go to the light ship, you're completely in peace energy. That's all that light is peace. It does not judge its creations. Although at ascension time, which is what we're moving into now, the light has to get rid of the darkness. And so when the darkness starts attacking the light has to defend itself. And when that happens, the darkness is terminated instantly. So if you've watched the clouds out there by all the wonderful people doing timeline crashes, you would probably see the clouds in the sky look like ice cubes floating sometimes. And that's because the timelines are being taken away as the people are doing timeline crashings, and the timeline crashings are for emotional energies. So back to you, Hanukkah.
Yeah, so when you speak about clouds, it reminds me of what I saw today, Ron, and everyone. I saw this great big dog that was kind of leaping in the sky, and I've never seen it like that. It looked like an incredibly happy dog, so I was very happy to see that. So I've seen a lot of different formations in the sky, a lot of good ones, and a lot of timeline crashing that appears like, you know, separated lines and ice that is kind of either looks like ice forming or ice actually, you know, doing something different anyway. It's just really interesting to watch. So Dan, just, I know we said the barcode, which is put upon us for the 2012 or the false ascension. So Dan was wondering, does light of darkness encode its ascension in our DNA? And maybe that's going on too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, because they want to keep track of you. That's why, well, you know, we have like the alien death barcode, other things. So yes, that is correct. So what I'll do for everybody momentarily here, I can only hold the energy for probably 10 minutes here. So I want everybody to do a body check here. And we're going to turn off your DNA. Remember, your DNA is only there typically if you're in a planet of light, just to find the blueprint, the spiritual blueprint of what you wish to incarnate into, okay? Just for a blueprint. After that, then, you know, be like a cookie cutter, you know, that's it. Done once, it's over with. And so what you have in you now is the DNA that's pre-programmed, past lives, everything else in it, aches and pains, your lifespan, you know, plus you have the natal chart and the planets controlling you, but the DNA does have you programmed. That's why people normally we'll get more abductions before the 2,000-year cycle, okay, that the light ship does. So I'm going to turn off your DNA. Remember, you don't need DNA after you're born. It's not required, okay? Here we go. You can use spirit energy instead. So I'm going to count to 10, and I want everybody right now to check their body, see how you feel, and we'll turn off the DNA. The light ship will do this instantly for you, and you may feel your body completely change. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it's turned off right now. So I have to count to command the energy. That's the way the healings work. You have to command the energy to work. So your spirit was commanded, and the light ship helped to turn off your DNA. So you may feel your body more relaxed, more at ease. Maybe you had some pains in your body that was being controlled by implants in you, et cetera, alien abduction stuff. And so you should feel pretty good right now. So I can hold that for 10 minutes here. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I felt when you did the going to the light ship, too, it was like, seriously, I was seeing as if I was coming up out of a fog. I was almost feeling like, okay, I'm going through the clouds here, and it got clearer and clearer. And now that you did that, it just even felt even more. So this is really, really something. Dan was commenting and thanking you so much, and he appreciates peace so much from you. And we keep coming back again and again and again here, and it's just like nothing else, going back to the true teachings that we've been looking for. You know, at least I have. I'm speaking for myself, I guess. So thank you for your comments there. And Charles was wondering, do these clearings, removals need to be done in a certain order?
Yes and no. The first clearing that you need to have is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that one is a must so that you will not get abducted as often. Remember, they take you because you have emotions. So you want to get rid of your whole lifetime emotions. So that clearing gets rid of a lot of your baggage, maybe I'll just say 90% of it, maybe more. Everybody out there who's had the clearing know that they feel much better afterwards, and you stop recycling almost all of your past baggage. So what could that mean to you? Well, if you had a bankruptcy, you might think about it now, and it might bother you. Maybe you had a divorce, bad relationships, a car wreck, physical problems, you know, losing money. You know, you can go from, you know, probably talk about emotional stuff, you know, for years, you know. And also beating yourself up. So you take away that emotional charge. You don't lose the information of what happened to you. Remember, that's what's going on. But you do lose that creative storyline that keeps going on inside of your head, and you can't get away from it. So it gets rid of that for you. That's the first clearing to have. The next one is what I'd highly recommend is if you're over 30, typically get your alien death barcode off you. There's two clearings there. The price for both of them is one price, which is $150, okay? And so basically they're $75 a piece. And that could take you anywhere between probably, say, 8 to 12 hours to do. So you do the death barcode the first week and maybe the next week, typically maybe on the weekend or something because you probably work, then do the next one. And that one will help you out immensely because everybody's programmed from your natal chart when the aliens want to kill you, have your body die. So you, if you bypass that and with your force of will to live, then you have different barcodes that you've already went through, but that energy is still there bringing you down. So that's that one. From there, do a mental clearing. You want to do a past life emotional one, which you would call the century. That one I'll probably try to get up online here shortly. And after that, if you deal with aliens a lot, you wake up with pinpricks, your body jerks before you go to sleep or during the night. Then you want to get on the alien attack page. So that one is $30 for the month. From there, there's many other clearings that's on there. If you don't want to come back here ever again, then you need to be connected to the light ship at ascension time. And that is, you want to get your barcode taken off of your spirit. That's why you're still here. Remember the song Hotel California, going down a dark and dusty highway, okay? You're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Well, does that sound like here? Do you have past lives? Not supposed to. I find it interesting, people writing books about ascension who have had many past lives. For me, it's a big joke, but you know, they're trying to tell you how what ascension is when they never left here. But anyway, I won't get into that too much. But there's a lot of books out on ascension, and you know, that's just the way it is. Dark side has to come through somehow. But tell people how what they have to do for ascension. What you have to have is your body cleared out if you want to get your body to leave here. This is why we have the website up, to clean yourself out. So what Jesus did, this is very basic. You need to clean your body out to, so your spirit can hold full spirit energy into it. So a question here from Zoe. Looks like about the animal clouds in the sky. Wants to know, seeing those after the satellite clearings. Wants to know if the light ship is making the animal clouds. No. They're brought forth by the earth spirit. The earth spirit is somehow involved with bringing those forth. And how or why, I don't know, but animal clouds do appear. If you remember, you know, when you're growing up, you saw puppy clouds, and you may have seen animal clouds up there too. Most people may have been brainwashed with the elements that are being in the skies now, and from that, you may not have much of a memory. So folic acid works out real well if you are losing a little bit of your memory. You might want to try that. I think it's diluted from what it used to be as far as how many you have to take. So you might want to take double or triple what they claim. That's up to you, though. I can't guarantee that. But anyway, what you want to do is just know that you have to get your body cleaned out. There's many clearings on the website. Don't freak out if you read the list of services there, because you may think you need every single one of those. Would be nice to have all of them. But first do the emotional clearing and see how you feel afterwards. Some people, it could take typically 3 days. One gentleman called me and said it took about 5 weeks because he said he's very, very, very dense, and he finally got relief and felt better, so that's great. But most people, like 3 days works. You can do absentee. You don't have to ask anybody about it. Remember, the New Age teaching is you must ask before you do a healing on somebody. Well, because you're using dark energy. You know, so you say, well, I'm using dark energy. I read it out of a book, How to Do a Healing. And I do some work on you, and the person says, oh, yeah, you can do that. So they're giving you dark energy out of a book, mind energy from the collective consciousness of the aliens. Remember, in true light, there's no such thing. Everything's in the present moment. You don't have a library of stuff to look into. Everything's in the moment right now, in the now. And there's no present. I mean, there's no past and there's no future. Everything is in the now, and the now is where you live. This is where you are right now listening to this program. You're in the now. And it might be hard to go into the future or the past because you should be in this present moment, and you should probably be out of time since we did the DNA clearing. So what I'll have to do now is disconnect the energy. It's been, I guess, about 10 minutes or so. This does tax my body a little bit by doing this here, so we're going to now disconnect it. So you're going to feel the energy in your body change slightly as you're put back into more darkness, unfortunately. Now, this is what Jesus was doing, was getting rid of this stuff from people. This is what we're doing, too, on the website. So here we go. Remember, he's cleaning up DNA. So I'll just count to five so it'll be less painful. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So now you're with your DNA turned on. Your body is probably now feeling much different, and now it's in time, and it's having to organize the time. It's kind of like stirring up a bee's nest, you know. So now your body has to figure out what to do because it has all these implants going off because it was turned off. So we'll just see what kind of comments we get there on the fast chat. So back to you, Annika.
Oh,
we have our 8 hours tomorrow for alien life forms, 10 o'clock PST.
So some of the comments that I saw from having the DNA turned off, Ron, was, wow, Holly says, DNA, very controlling, so peaceful to experience this. And Zoe says, feels great to have the DNA off. Kathy, my legs feel much lighter without DNA. And Bonnie also said, I never ever want to come back here again. And she talks about how just having ET parasites live their life in her body is making her feel sick. Yeah, and that's sort of the comments that I see. I'll see if I see anything else. All I can say was that fog kind of came back when you connected me to my DNA, Ron. So it's interesting. I realize what it is, too, is my eyesight got way better when you took off the DNA, and I could see much clearer, and all of a sudden when you brought it back, you know, I have less eyesight. So that's kind of interesting. We'll see what anybody else wants to comment. Everett says, but he thinks he saw a dog with long floppy ears on a cloud today. And I saw Kathy saw a dragon or something. Now it moved away here, but that's very good. Very, very good to see dragons. It's wonderful, isn't it, Ron? I see a lot of them.
I love seeing dragons. I love seeing them when they have, like, the mother dragon with a small little juvenile, maybe about one-fifth the size next to it. I've seen that before. Very, very heartwarming.
Yeah.
Question here about we have a DNA clearing on the website. Well, every clearing that we have on there is to help you to get rid of the DNA charges. So that's what it's for, to get more spirit energy in you. I just don't have the energy to completely turn it off on everybody on this planet. That's why they need to have clearings. So some people kind of get a little upset because of that, because they wonder, gee, that isn't fair. But you've had 2,000 years, people, you know. Go talk to your grandparents and your parents. Say, why didn't you clean yourself out before you had me? You gave me all your stuff, and, you know, that's the way it is. So from the lightship's perspective, you know, Jesus came, did his clearing, did his healings, got killed by the Galactic Federation because he was doing too much too good, and they didn't like it. That's why he said on the cross, why did you forsake me? You know, so if any of you are Bible people, you're wondering why he's talking to God that way. Well, that's the alien that he's talking to. You know, and that's why people are God-fearing, naturally, because they don't want to get zapped by the aliens or be abducted on more timelines from them. But this is what he was doing, and taking away people's stuff, healing them. So if you go to the Bible and you start looking at what he was talking about, now you can realize that he was taking away people's sins, which was their DNA, okay, DNA imprinting and implants and alien stuff. So now you know how it felt. So if you lived 2,000 years ago, then you would have had that clearing. And hopefully, you probably could have had it, but somehow the darkness stole you. I doubt if he had the clearing that, you know, Jesus at that time. In fact, I don't see it happening where they had, where they actually found the barcodes on people's spirits. And so now it's there. So, you know, I can recognize that. Remember, I was in his body doing the healing. So I have a lot of energy on that as far as what's needed now from what he was missing 2,000 years ago. That's why I came back. And so, remember, the light ship can look back in time going back, but they can't go forward. But you can have a history so that they can look at all this here and see what actually happened to him, looked at all the implants that they could have given the people, what the aliens did to him, and everything else to figure out what's going on. So that's why I came back, and that's why I'm here to help people. So the whole process is, this is what You're being reborn again of the spirit, basically, when you have those clearings done, because your spirit now can come more fully into your body. Remember, you have to have your spirit in your body, number one, but more so, your spirit needs to be in the DNA, in your cellular memory, everything else, in your cells, and they have to be cleared out so it can hold spirit resonance. Remember, a baby does not have the darkness energized in them until they start maybe moving around a lot. This is why babies look so beautiful. And then as they start learning how to crawl and they get hurt and spanked and reprimanded, etc., that all brings forth the DNA. And then by the time maybe a baby probably hits maybe 3 or 4, and by the time the person hits 10, they're probably, down to maybe half of their spirit in their body. So this is why you can look at babies and just see them changing as they get stuck into this dark side reality because they lost their spirit energy. So anyway, that's what it's like. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. So Jesus came here to do these clearings to allow the spirit to be fully integrated with the complete body, which you could call a light body. So you bring in your light body, the body of your spirit, into your physical body, and then it becomes a light body also, so you can leave here. So that's like being able to dematerialize your body. Remember, the dark side also can do that because you're on timelines. It's not the same process, but they can still replicate that scenario. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. I saw Kathy had some comments on she got keener hearing without DNA and felt light, so good to have some more hearing. And Sharon had a lot of peace with it off, and Alan had an interesting comment, it feels like Sunday school with DNA back, no peace within. So Alan, it's interesting, but... obviously, doing all the clearings and mind to heart drop at least really helps me. So I hope you will feel more of that the more you do it or whatever. So, but I know what you mean. I do know what we've been through here. Even though, Ron, I know we had Jesus' teachings, true teachings, 2,000 years ago, but they got so convoluted and very difficult for our ancestors to really get the true teachings, because it was taught through religion and, they changed everything. So it certainly hasn't been very easy either. So, yeah, I just coming from my own very human view of this, it's sure hasn't been easy. So we're so glad we get to work with you now. We have an incredible, incredible opportunity, the opportunity of many, many lifetimes. For some people, unfortunately, but like me, I've been here too many. So, like you always say, Ron, it's one book is all that's needed and one page, and that's to go within. And since we have mind energy, we do have to think, but maybe we can explain a little bit about how it can relate to having parasites in us and how the aliens might use certain parasites in particular to put more mind energy or control us in different ways. Bonnie was asking it, and Bonnie says it, how do aliens put mind energy in us through ET parasites? Question.
Well, boy, everything is possible with them. There's not a really easy way to answer that question. Just know that... in fact, Bonnie, let's see here. I'll take off the worst ones that people normally have inside of them is the octopus energies. So if you read about the octopus, they will tell you by the different writings that they are like a master at camouflage, okay? Disguise. So here we go. We'll just release that here. Now, this is an alien life form that was brought here. Now, these are physical life forms, but they're also energetic inside of you. So they're here twice, physically and energetically. Now, these energies can wrap around your rib cage, around your internal organs, around your neck. Their tentacles can go out of your eye sockets, out of your ears, just many, many things. So here we go. I'll release five octopus energies. And I got to do it quick because our show's about over here. So here we go. First one, I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Second one. One, two, three, four, and five. Third one. One, two, three, four, and five. Fourth one. One, two, three, four, and five. And fifth one. One, two, three, four, and five. Now I'll do the poisons. So I'll count to 20 to get the poisons out of you. And you still could have a couple hundred in you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And now, naturally, they have waste products. Remember, they eat you energetically and maybe even physically. And they have waste products in you. So if you have any thing in your body, maybe a cyst or something or fatty tissue, guess what could be in there? 1, 2, 3, releasing this, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And naturally, the next thing is the dead ones, the ones that are not living any longer. Remember, they have alien wars inside of your body. Here we go. And they also die. Who's going to take them away? Aliens don't care. Get rid of waste, the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There you go, Bonnie and everybody else. There's a sample. That's the octopus energies. Maybe if you like eating these things, boy, they're probably wanting you to eat it, especially uncooked stuff. I won't get into too much of this, squid and octopus and whatever else is out there that a lot of the fish markets like to sell. So what it is more than likely these aliens are in you, and they want to actually visit their maybe some of their friends, so they'll have you buy like sushi to eat it. So hello, everybody. And then you get the DNA, DNA enhancement for these critters. Isn't that wonderful? Remember, you are what you eat. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, that's really incredible. We have to deal with a lot here. So the clearing that you can go to for specifically removing this is called Alien Poison Waste Product and Caucus Removal, and it's a one-month usage for $100. Or you can, you can do that one, and you can also go on to Ron's call. If you want to connect to do the 8-hour calls, if you haven't yet, you can just email Ron. That's the easiest way, and that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. So email Ron if you want to come on for tomorrow. It starts at 10 Pacific Standard Time. And goes for 8 hours. So connect with Ron if you want to come on. And we do have that clearing online, the alien poison that I just spoke about. And you can also do it on the alien attack removal page that I tend to mention a lot. There's alien abductions removal, alien mind control, parasitic life form, which is how to remove these forms that we just did a sample on. And alien web attack removal. Also, we just mentioned before we go today that if you want to be on the call as an absentee, you can. You don't have to be present for that time. You can come on as an absentee and just contact Ron, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So over to you. We don't have that much left, Ron. Let's see here. Yeah, Lana is just saying those 8-hour calls are very liberating. Kathy says, I don't eat fish at all, never have. So fish in itself might not be so bad, though, right? But there are specifically certain seafood that look very similar to, well, obviously octopus or squid. What else can we mention, Ron, to maybe not eat?
Well, you can check out on the website what we have. You know, you're not going to eat a jellyfish, naturally. And, you know, you're not going to eat a tick or a mosquito.
No.
Unless you happen to swallow one by mistake or something, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of things. Anything that bites you is darkness, okay? And anything that gives you poison is darkness. So snakes people eat. That's from the dark side. I don't think lizards are typically darkness, okay? But a snake, I would say more than likely is, you know. So some people kind of want to know and get down to the nitty gritty, you know, of what's what. But things that bite you and sting you are from the darkness because the light and the earth spirit would never allow anything to harm anything of its life. So any of the life forms here, that's the way you have to look at it. Okay, I'm going to do a Black Widow clearing here. We have spiders up there, so this is another alien life form. Here we go. I'll do it real quick here because we need to get off probably within 5 minutes here. So here we go. Unless Don's listening and wants to give me a little more time, we'll just see what happens here. So Black Widow energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And these things just kind of crawl around inside of you. And that will get rid of their poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So Florida State bird, mosquito. Oh, boy. Okay, waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Well, I hope no comment there.
No.
We got a lot of mosquito eaters over there.
Charles still loves crab. I know it looks a bit like a spider, but, you know, I do know some of them might not be as bad.
Yeah, I don't think crabs are completely a dark side energy.
Mm-hmm. Everett tends towards to be a dessertarian, mostly. He likes desserts.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's good, Everett. We like it. Yep.
Okay, so hope to see you all on the call tomorrow. It's wonderful if you're interested. Don't think that 8 hours is going to – it's not like going to a job where you're bored to death. The time goes by very quickly. Sometimes it gets a little heavy, at least for me anyway. But normally I would say the call would probably feel like an hour at the most for most people, you know, if you were to say, how long was that call on for? Because I know we start, and then we break, and we do breaks every hour. And the last part of the call is like, what happened to the time, you know? So, you know, I'm kind of shocked when we go into the last, you know, after the seventh hour going to the eighth that it needs to end. So, but you're still on the light ship in quarantine, and they work with you continuously. So you're on the light ship for a whole month, and I got to figure out what to give away to people tomorrow, too, because I always give away, at least more recently, free clearings when you get on it to get a bonus. So those will be good for a month. So I'll be figuring out something here. So anyway, we'll see you later, everybody, and blessings. Our next radio program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock on station 1. So blessings. Bye.
Blessings.